Those who are not qualified to take care of themselves should not have children. 165.1, how perplexity is sometimes brought to the church. Many who can but barely live, when they are single choose to marry and raise a family, when they know they have nothing with which to support them. And worse than this, they have no family government. Their whole course in their family is marked with their loose, slack habits. They have but little control over themselves and are passionate, impatient, and fretful. When such embrace the message, they feel that they are entitled to assistance from their more wealthy brethren, and if their expectations are not met, they complain of the church and accuse them of not living out their faith. Who must be the sufferers in this case? Must the cause of God be sapped, and the treasury in different places exhausted, to take care of these large families of poor? No. The parents must be the sufferers. They will not, as a general thing, suffer any greater lack, after they embrace the Sabbath than they did before. 165.2 How missionary service may be restricted. And sending missionaries to distant countries, those men should be selected who know how to economize, who have not large families, and who, realizing the shortness 166 of time and the great work to be accomplished, will not fill their hands and houses with children, but will keep themselves as free as possible from everything that will divert their minds from their one great work. The wife, if devoted and left free to do so, can, by standing by the side of her husband, accomplish as much as he. God has blessed woman with talents to be used to his glory in bringing many sons and daughters to God, but many who might be efficient laborers are kept at home to care for their little ones. 165.3 We want missionaries who are missionaries in the fullest sense of the word, who will put aside selfish considerations and let the cause of God come first, and who, working with an eye single to His glory, will keep themselves, as minute men to go, where He shall bid and to work in any capacity to spread the knowledge of the truth. Men who have wives that love and fear God and that can help them in the work are needed in the missionary field. Many who have families go out to labor, but they do not give themselves entirely to the work. Their minds are divided. Wife and children draw them from their labor and often keep them out of fields that they might enter were it not that they think they must be near their home. 166.1 Chapter 25, Caring for Needy Children. Orphaned children. Many a father who has died in the faith, resting upon the eternal promise of God, has left his loved ones in full trust, that the Lord would care for them. And how does the Lord provide for these bereaved ones? He does not work a miracle in sending manna from heaven, he does not send ravens to bring them food, but he works a miracle upon human hearts, expelling selfishness from the soul and unsealing the fountains of benevolence. He tests the love of his professed followers by committing to their tender mercies the afflicted and bereaved ones. 167.1 Let those who have the love of God open their hearts and homes to take in these children. 167.2 There is a wide field of usefulness before all who will work for the Master in caring for these children and youth who have been deprived of the watchful guidance of parents and the subduing influence of a Christian home. Many of them have inherited evil traits of character, and if left to grow up in ignorance, they will drift into associations that lead to vice and crime. These unpromising children need to be placed in a position favorable for the formation of a right character, that they may become children of God. 167.3 Responsibility of the Church. Fatherless and motherless children are thrown into the arms of the Church, and Christ says to his followers, "Take these destitute children, bring them up for me, and ye shall receive your wages." I have seen much selfishness exhibited in these things. Unless there is some special 168 evidence that they themselves are to be benefited by adopting into their family those who need homes, some turn away and answer no. They do not seem to know or care, whether such are saved or lost. That, they think, is not their business. With Cain they say, "Am I my brother's keeper?" They are not willing to be put to inconvenience or to make any sacrifice for the orphans, and they indifferently thrust such ones into the arms of the world, who are sometimes more willing to receive them than are these professed Christians. In the day of God, inquiry will be made for those whom heaven gave them the opportunity of saving. But they wish to be excused, and would not engage in the good work, unless they could make it a matter of profit to them. I have been shown that those who refuse these opportunities for doing good will hear from Jesus, as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. Please read Isaiah 58 verses 5 to 11. A 167.4 An appeal to childless couples. Some who have not children of their own should educate themselves to love and care for the children of others. They may not be called to go to a foreign field of labor, but they may be called to work in the very locality in which they live. In place of giving so much attention to pets, lavishing affection upon dumb animals, let them exercise their talent upon human beings who have a heaven to win and a hell to shun. Let them give their attention to little children whose characters they may mold and fashion after the divine similitude. Place your love upon the homeless little ones that are around you. Instead of closing your heart to the members of the human family, see how many of these little homeless ones you can bring up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. There is an abundance 169 of work for everyone who wants work to do.